This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Throughout film history, the Golden Gate Bridge has been leveled by earthquakes, ripped apart by apes, melted, and even bitten in half by a mega shark. But how would the iconic span fare in more realistic disaster scenarios? KALW's Isabel Angel wanted to know, so she put together this story.
We're going to take a close look at three very real situations: overcrowding, a tsunami, and an earthquake, and find out if those disasters could bring down the Golden Gate Bridge.
My name is Hassan Astane. I'm a professor of structural engineering and bridge engineering at UC Berkeley.
Turns out Astane is the perfect person to play along. He's been a bridge engineer for over 40 years.
God forbid, we don't want anything even related to collapse the Golden Gate Bridge. This is one of the best bridges in the world. But, you know, question is valid question. So we are in this business to provide you with the answer.
Let's start with the overcrowding. When the Golden Gate Bridge opened back in 1937, 50,000 people walked on to check it out. No problem. But in 1987, when the bridge turned 50, 300,000 pedestrians crowded on. Now, picture the bridge. The roadway gently curves up towards the middle. Well, on that day, the bridge actually flattened, losing its curved shape. Astane says the load stretched the cables.
The cable is the weakest link among deck, roadway, and the towers. So if anything is going to go first, it's going to be the main cables.
But he says it wasn't actually dangerous.
Because of 300,000 people being on the bridge, the stresses in the bridge reached 40% of capacity. Under ordinary load of bridge, which is cars and trucks, the stresses in the bridge are 25%.
So how many people would it take to collapse the bridge?
We did a calculation to see what happens.
And after crunching the numbers, Astane found it would take this many people to bring it down.
900,000 people. So you have to get the whole population of San Francisco and perhaps suburbs on the bridge to have the cable fake.
Just how would you fit 900,000 people onto the bridge?
For each square foot of area, that one square foot of area should hold 1.5 person, which is impossible.
Unless you stack them.
So if you put two people standing on top of each other, kind of like sitting on the shoulder, you might get 1.5 person per square foot.
And even with a double layer of people, Astane says you'd have to forcibly shove everyone onto the bridge to maximize space.
Japanese trains, they do it. In Japan, when the trains stop, there are people who push people inside the train. So you have to do the same.
So overcrowding is pretty unlikely. But what about a tsunami? Maybe the destruction these giant waves recently caused across the Pacific also gives us reason to be nervous. Could the Golden Gate Bridge survive a massive wall of water crashing into it? Astane says to figure out what kind of damage a tsunami would do to your structure, you have to know the wave's speed and the wave's height.
In order to have enough height of water that comes in with like 25 miles per hour speed and topples the towers of Golden Gate Bridge, you have to have the height equal to about 300 feet. And that's impossible. It's impossible to have any tsunami reaching the bridge that probably is more than even 50 feet.
That's because we don't have the type of underwater faults off our coastline that cause big tsunamis. Even if we did, the biggest earthquake-caused tsunami on record was 200 feet tall. But according to Astane, even that's not high enough to topple the Golden Gate Bridge.
If you want to have enough water that you can be toppled in the beach, it has to be up to your neck. That's the same thing with Golden Gate Bridge. But Golden Gate Bridge neck is pretty high.
So tsunamis, nothing to worry about. But what about an earthquake?
Well, that one, of course, is very serious, a real issue here. It's not like people on the bridge or tsunamis.
Astana says the towers of the bridge are so heavy, the original engineers didn't bolt them to their foundation.
So when the earthquake comes, the big one, the real one, the towers of Golden Gate Bridge can actually uplift.
That sounds scary. And Astana says bridge officials decided to make sure it doesn't happen after the Loma Prieta earthquake back in 1989. It famously happened during the World Series.
I don't know if we're on the air or not, and I'm not sure I hear it. That's the greatest open in the history of television, bar none.
That tumbler was magnitude 6.9. The Golden Gate Bridge suffered only minor damage. But bigger earthquakes can happen here.
The largest earthquake that San Andreas Fault can generate is 8.3.
Astana was tapped to be on the Golden Gate Bridge's seismic retrofit team and make the bridge safe in an 8.3.
The seismic retrofit that's done now, to the best of our knowledge, is going to prevent serious damage to the bridge.
The retrofit, which includes things like strengthening the bases so they don't get crushed, will be done in 2 to 4 years. Astana says the answers he came up with, while mostly hypothetical, proved what he already knew.
I'm very happy to tell your listeners that we are very proud as engineers that we have such structures that public use and enjoy. At the same time, they are so safe. And I appreciate you asking me to look into it. It was a really exciting weekend for me.
So fear not, Bay Area residents. The Golden Gate Bridge probably isn't coming down anytime soon. Except maybe in your local theater. For Cross Currents, I'm Isabel Angel.
That story first aired on KALW last summer. The updated projection for the Golden Gate Bridge retrofit completion is now the year 2020, provided federal dollars come through.